We rejoiced when we heard them say, "Let us go to the house of our God." For the peace of Jerusalem we pray. Peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls. In your great houses, peace. For love of all, we say, peace be upon you. For love of the house of our God, we plead that all around us be peace. As we look together to Advent, let us just become present to this communion of hearts that we are, this communion that longs for peace in this fragile, war-torn world. And I invite each one of us to center in our heart. And to awaken our heart senses, listening, smelling, tasting, gazing and touching into the vibration of love flowing. And gently we attune to the flow of loving. And quietly we further yield into love's flow, giving our hearts into an open, reciprocal self-sharing. and we feel the radiance of divine love connecting us, knitting and oneing us, inviting us to be home together in the ground of our hearts, in the inner room of the house of our God. And with open heart wombs of compassion, we feel the pain of our world, the devastation of centuries of unhealed trauma, the fracturing of division, separation, and mistrust. Our hearts weep for all that denies life, all that makes us unnatural, unfree, and unhappy. We wait, open, receptive, yearning, longing for peace. And in the midst of all this heartache, as our yearning for peace heightens, we feel the vibration of the tender intimacy of love, longing for us to be one, drawing us, wrapping and enfolding, swaddling and enclosing all this suffering in love. We feel our beloved gods longing for us to be in peace. And as we continue to surrender deeper and deeper into our heart, into the home of divine indwelling, we feel the gathering together, enfolding, binding, and centering all our ways of knowing. And gradually, delicately, our conscious awareness releases into the center of love, into the flowing love of the indwelling Trinity. And so sensitively, we continue to turn into the finest point of love's knitting and oneing within us until all is wrapped and infused in silence. And gently, softly, and tenderly, love draws us into the point where goodness and peace kiss. kiss of divine peace conceives in us, quivering, quickening, becoming fertile, fecund, generative, bountifully overflowing. We bathe in the silence and we cherish the loving. And as the silence thickens in this luminous conceiving and oneing, we abide sensitively, nakedly feeling the faint enfolding. Nakedly feeling the faint swaddling, wrapping. enveloping, infusing peace, bringing deep healing, deep peace. We breathe in peace. We breathe out peace. We become peace. Melodiously, we release this kiss of peace out into the world, further connecting within our communal heart and the heart of the earth, strengthening our original human earth oneness. And our hearts abound as we shower the world in peace.
Love draws us to the point where goodness and peace kiss. Love draws us to the point where goodness and peace kiss. The peace of the earth be with you, the peace of the heavens too. The peace of the oceans be with you, the peace of the rivers too. Deep peace flowing over you. God's peace growing in you. The peace of the earth be with you, the peace of the heavens too. The peace of the oceans be with you, the peace of the rivers too. Deep peace flowing over you. God's peace growing in you. hearts abound in gratitude as we shall.